This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. How did Galesburg's Cottage Hospital go from a flourishing local healthcare facility to closing its doors? A nurse who worked there for more than four decades shares her perspectives. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jane Carlson has the story.
Jamie Lane started at Cottage Hospital in 1976, straight out of nursing school. She worked 2 years in pediatrics and then 41 years in the hospital's ICU. A lot of the nurses Lane worked with in the early years were graduates of Cottage's nursing school and then lifers on the hospital floor.
There were so many nurses that had been there 30, 40, 50 years. I mean, it was a life commitment.
Cottage Hospital opened in Galesburg in 1893. On January 8th of this year, the hospital suspended operations, days before it was set to lose Medicare funding because of numerous violations. And that followed a period of turmoil at the hospital marked by new ownership and steep staffing cuts.
There's a lot of brokenhearted and very angry people about this. A lot of retired nurses that were, you know, Cottage born and bred and spent their whole life there that are just crushed by this and just very angry about the mismanagement and all.
Lane recalls very stable administration at Cottage in the first part of her career. CEOs would stay 10 or 15 years, and so would directors of nursing, and she felt like she could go in and talk to them at any time. Cottage was a standalone, nonprofit hospital until 2004, when it was sold to Community Health Systems of Brentwood, Tennessee. Lane, for one, immediately noticed a change. She says it felt a lot more impersonal.
And then administrators came in for a year or two, and then they'd be gone, and somebody else would come in for a year or two, and they'd be gone, and it was just constant turnover of corporate people who were just there to advance their careers. I didn't feel like they were invested in our hospital or our town.
Lane can recall when the census at Cottage would reach 240 patients. That was in the 1970s. She says halfway through her career, it was more like 100 patients. By the time she retired in 2019, there might be 10 or 15 patients admitted to the hospital's medical surgical floor at a time. And in the waning weeks of the hospital's operation, there might be 4 or 5. That figure is according to investigations by public health officials in late 2021. They determined the hospital was not compliant on multiple Medicare conditions, primarily due to insufficient staffing. Lane says during her years at the hospital, a big part of the decline had to do with losing admitting doctors to retirement, to the community's other hospital, and to larger cities, which meant losing money too.
So we lost a lot of our specialists over the years, which meant less surgeons, less surgeries, just decrease in the census of the hospital.
In addition, the population in Galesburg and the surrounding areas has steadily declined since the 1980s, and there have been other changes in healthcare that decreased the need for hospitalizations. Due to medical advancements and regulatory changes, patients now have more outpatient procedures and shorter hospital stays. Lane says Cottage would have been better off if it was sold to a regional hospital back in 2004. That would have allowed for sharing doctors and resources, and also for closer supervision.
If you have a strong tie to a local, bigger hospital, you're a lot more apt to stay in business, I think, than getting bought by some conglomeration that has no vested interest in you. You're just numbers and profit to them.
In 2015, Community Health Systems spun off some of its healthcare facilities, including Cottage, into Quorum Health Corporation. Lane says she didn't notice much of a change.
They still had a cash flow and, you know, continued to maintain and improve things.
But Lane says in the coming years, Cottage would lose a couple of specialists that were admitting the majority of the hospital's patients at the time. Lane retired in 2019 following the death of her husband. That was a year before Quorum declared bankruptcy, sold the hospital to SBJ Group of Austin, Texas, and that period of turmoil began. After witnessing Cottage's patient census decline over the years, hearing that the ICU where she spent 41 years had been closed for months, of staff numbers spiraling, and the death knell of losing Medicare payments, Lane says she wasn't surprised when the hospital closed its doors. Still, she says it's hard to imagine the building empty. I'm Jane Carlson.